Sunday Music with Jan
and Alex.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Music with me, Jan Bellinger, and my 7-year-old son.
Hi everybody, I'm Alex.
I think this edition we could call this the
Sniffle Edition.
The Sniffle Edition.
The Sniffle Edition because Alex has been home for a few days because he had the sniffles, And that's actually pretty cool for him because he's feeling a little bit better now already. You know, that means he gets to go under the covers. He gets his homework sent straight to him. And, of course, he's laid out all of his Lego toys, which, what do you think of Lego? It's not a Czech toy, is it?
No, it isn't.
Do you know where it's from?
No.
Yeah, originally, it's from Denmark. It's not very far away, a country not too far from the Czech Republic. Yeah, there you can hear a bit of that cough there. And you've been playing with Lego, and that means one thing, or it means several things, but right now there's one topic that's been dominating, and that is...
Star Wars.
Absolutely Star Wars. Do you have a couple ships from those movies?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about them.
I have the one when Boba Fett falls into the plant, Anakin Skywalker's ship. I've got the little Millennium Falcon.
The tiny one, not the one that costs
like... Yeah, that's the tiny one. Mm-hmm. I've got the Trooper
Jones, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm. No.
Anakin Skywalker, you mentioned. Who's that?
Anakin Skywalker is Lord Vader.
Uh-huh. So you know your Star Wars lore, actually. It's been a few years since Alex saw the original trilogy. We tried watching the much criticized... continuation that Lucas did at the beginning of the noughties, but you were kind of bored when we watched those. But now, of course, a very exciting time because we're just... we're a month away from the worldwide premiere of The Force Awakens. Yeah, and so we're very excited about that. We have our tickets booked already, so we're very excited. Who's your favorite Star Wars character? I think that
Boba Fett and Chewbacca.
Boba Fett and Chewbacca. Interesting choice. Does Boba Fett make an appearance in the new film?
No, he's not alive.
Mm-hmm. And Chewie?
He is alive.
Mm-hmm. Can he do a Chewie sound?
I don't know. Let's do Chewie.
And here's the Chewie toy. You've come full circle. We've come full circle because Chewie is Allie's teddy bear for sleeping with at night. He's all mottled. Grab him here. And because you're feeling under the weather, you get to make the musical request. So who or which band are we going to hear from first?
Monkey Business.
Monkey Business.
Leave it in. I want to mind.
Okay, we're back, and you've been listening to Monkey Business, and I'm here with my 7-year-old son, Alex, and this is
Sunday Music, Sunday Music with Jan
and Alex.
We've been talking about Star Wars, and of course, the world has now seen 3 official trailers. There's also been a Japanese trailer that shows a little bit more.
I know all about waiting for my family.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you started.
So we know the words now, and we know who the bad guy is, or we think we know who the bad guy is. But there are rumors that the new villain could actually be someone else. But you're not subscribing to that view at all, are you, Ellie?
No. Luke Skywalker.
He's a rumor?
I don't know.
The rumor is that he's gone over to the
bad side. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's possible?
No.
Why not?
Because Luke had 2 teachers, and he saw his father went bad, then I don't think he would fight for the bad guys with the Emperor. Mm-hmm. Empire.
That's a good point. Speaking of teachers, you haven't been in the classroom for a few days, but Mommy brought you, she picked up your homework. Did you get a lot of homework? Do you have a lot of things to do before you go back to school?
Not so much, because it's going to be holiday 2 days.
So you're not going to miss that much?
Yeah.
That's actually a good point. The holiday is called Coughing Day.
It's not.
The holiday is November 17th, which is on Tuesday. And it's 26 years since the fall of communism in Czechoslovakia. So a big anniversary. That's a day which is marked by very, very many people here in the Czech Republic. I think that's a good opportunity to play a band that kind of emerged from 1989 during the Velvet Revolution with one of the main anthems of that time, and that band is Lucie.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've been listening to Lucia, and this is Sunday Music with Alex and
Daddy.
Sunday Music. Sunday Music with Jan
and Alex.
Now, of course, some people will criticize us that we've been focusing on, I guess you could say, American culture or international brands and not really anything Czech. Like, there were days, you okay?
Yes.
When you were a little bit younger, of course, your favorite, say, animated characters were guys like the Mole, Krteček, or, I don't know, you liked Pat and Mat, those two bumbling guys who, they can't do anything right, they break everything that they...
Yay.
You remember those guys?
Yeah, those guys are nuts. They, like, they break one thing, and they break another thing to try to make mend the one thing. Then they break all stuff to make one thing,
mm-hmm.
and they break it all.
Sounds like the Czech political scene in a way. Yeah, those guys. And you used to like the Mole a lot too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you still like him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I still do.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just everything that, you know, comes from abroad, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, mama.
There are a couple of links, though, a couple of Czech links that might interest you if we do come back to Star Wars. One is that, this story is still gaining popularity at our website through all the hits and reads or whatever numbers it is that they tabulate. And that is an interview that Dominic Yoon did a little while back with a Czech gentleman, I can't recall his name off the cuff, but who basically made it his mission to restore the original trilogy the way it was first screened. And by that, of course, we mean restoring it to the state it was in when Lucas made it, not the kind of controversial changes that he made over the years, which he justified by saying that that was the Star Wars he always wanted, digital effects and so on, but didn't have the capacity. There was no CGI in 1976. 1977 was when it was released. So, but a lot of sort of like, you know, the purists don't really like those changes. One of the latest being in Return of the Jedi, where Darth Vader gets this kind of extra, no! Well, that's not how he said it. That was more
something. No!
He just, no, it's not the right.
No.
Yeah, but, and so there's that. I definitely advise you to look that up at our website, radio.cz. That article has gotten a lot of hits, and a lot of work has gone into sort of restoring that original vision. So that's very cool. And another thing, now I can't remember if I just heard this somewhere, but there were some other kind of Czech connections, or maybe there's more of them, to Star Wars. But the one that always kind of struck me being a Czech speaker is that there's that word, that Czech word jaba, which is a frog.
Where?
Jaba.
And where is it?
Well, it's not in the film, but it's a very similar phonetically. It's very similar phonetically to jaba. Jaba the
Hutt.
Jaba the Hutt. And when I was a kid, I mean, he eats frogs. We see them, you know, so one frog eating another. It's not.
One frog eating another. Like, it's like a slug eating a frog.
It's true. I think you're more, I think that there are some articles that, you know, say that Jabba is a slug. But here in the Czech Republic, we really know he's a giant frog. Jabba. It can't be a coincidence.
Yeah. Like, he looks like a slug with a frog head.
Good point. Now, another big character in the upcoming Star Wars The Force Awakens is BB-8. And the similarities there to the original, the coolest of the astromechs, R2-D2, there's a clear resemblance with the head. The body's different.
Yeah, he's like a ball. He's like a normal droid.
And the droid's voice is a little bit different, if I'm not mistaken. How is it?
No, it's not like that.
Actually, it's not that bad. But there are also hints that BB-8 might be a... You don't know this yet. Here's the big reveal. Might be a girl.
No, it couldn't.
But we do know one of the stormtroopers, this kind of silver stormtrooper, is
a girl.
So they're going to have another musical request now. Alex has the list.
Yar.
Who?
Yar.
You want me to wash the dishes?
No.
That's a dishwashing brand liquid. But it's also a band. We'll be right back.
duši to mám. O máme mína, čas neutichám. V čase volný vola dělám. Šátám, pátrám, poté prchám. Tady to mám, v duši to mám. O máme mína, čas neutichám. Jsem pohodlný. Mínky doušek přesně ten jen si dám. K domku houpavě se přes stébla blíží. Pozor, a co se nedoví, nepovídá, má hluboký hlas. Mikinu propotí a tím stmelí sám. Vyletět může z kůže, protože ví svý, co svý ví.
Tohle to má se tak, nebo onak, či naopak. Kolem uniká pára, na oko utekne týden. No a v letě neutekla nutrie, rozmarná.
To je absurdní. V čekárně pakárny, kousek od mým pekárny. Domy jsou barevný jak křída, široká vinohradská. Ve vysokých stěnách, prosklených dírách, dole spod sukní koukaj kolena holka.
Chtít být prý nevšem, někdy dívkami, má váhu u žen. Chtít být prý nerušen, někdy dívkami, má váhu u žen.
We've been talking all things Star Wars, a bit of Lego, a bit of school. One of the things that happened recently is the end of the first half of the football season. Alex plays for a Prague football team, and I was very proud because he scored the 100th goal. There are some great scorers on his team. Alex scored a very nice goal, the 100th, a cool goal to score. But now the first half of the season has ended, and where is your club on the list? There's out of six teams.
We're third now.
You slipped to third place, but for a long time you were in second, right?
Yeah.
The only team...
We lost against Gabelli. We lost 19-12 against the Gabelli.
19-12. This, of course, is not 11 men on the field, but five aside, small football fields. And what they do is play two games, two matches at the same time and tally up the results.
If I want to be in goal, it's better to be there when I score some goals. And when I want, and if I want to be in front, then I need to want to score some goals.
I think you said score some goals for the goalie. You meant save. So when you feel like making big saves or letting some in, then you're in net. And when you want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sample addition.
And the studio, well, we have a new guest in the studio now, and that's 2-year-old Vicky. Hello, Vicky. No, don't listen. It's not a telephone.
Vicky.
An unexpected guest in the studio. Vicky, come and say something. And on that note, let's hear Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by the Czech
Kabat.
They don't actually play that, but we'll hear something by Kabat now.
Sunday Music. Sunday Music with Jan
and Alex.
Sunday Music. Sunday Music with Jan
and Alex.
Vicky's in on the Star Wars Lego thing as well. I think we're going to leave it on that note. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. We're going to leave you with Indy and Witch. And if you're in the Czech Republic, also enjoy Tuesday, which marks the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, the beginning of it in 1989. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Zdravím Vino, Rady, Libe, Čiško, je to raz, dva. Nastavím tempomat a budu řád jak pirát. Wow. jo, mám tu skvot, skladat taky privát. A do tvých čtvrtí vstoupím jak na výpravek křižák. 1978 základka, mejty lížák. Přesně jako Lexi, každý za svý konexy. Před školama s MP3 v podzemní konexi. Chceme ven smaklé vedchy, pysala nás na. Z tvojí čtvrtí je kult větší jak Sparta Praha. Město z prachu, v prach si obrátí. Město plný prachu, všichni v něm otroci a nebo nomádi. A ráno vyjde slunce a svět je těžší o pár osudů. Rozmácených zastávek a plných fast foodů. Každý rok má v sobě skrytých pár řádků. Často jsem hluchej a neslyším v tom zmatku. Byl jsem tím, co jsem byl, zase jsem tím, co jsem. Žáku se vracím zpátky na ujezd koncem. Jsem zpratek, floutek, ve světě loutek. Z tvojí čtvrti vyplením tvůj dětský koutek. Non-Fron, Belton, Outline, Flag a Chrome, Brass, Steel. Z tvojí čtvrti večka kom.
Toto jsou pesetě rýmy, čo přicházejí o pěté ráno. Toto jsou rýmy, čo píšem přes dobré ráno. Za chvíli bude muset vyžrebovat kluče. Dobré ráno, sused, to bol Jarino Buček. Moji kamaráti dobre vedia, kde majú zvoniť. A keď to zvoní, viem, že to zvonia oni. Jedna šestka sa sem chodí skryť, doladiť beat, na gauči kvasiť, v kude sa naštoriť. Opatrnosť sa zíde, neotváram každému, kto príde. Nepúšťam si svine do kuchyne. Ihrisko je blízko, sem tam sa tam objavím. Nasávam ruch ulice, zaspávam s ním, sávam s ním. Bývam na račku, ešte stále som tu nový. Učím sa ale rýchlo, spoznávam ľudí a domy. A lavičky natreté v roku 92. A obedné menu za smiešných 82. Putujem si tu rešpe každý deň. Neodzerám sa dozadu, ale sledujem každý deň. A keď mám problém, viem na koho sa obrátiť. A som pripravený si tu svoje miesto obhájiť.
Klik, klak, Andrade Carit mu svojí čtvrti. Klik, klak, Hela Asfalt a Vičubí. Klik, klak, Andrade Carit mu svojí čtvrti. Klik, klak, Hela Asfalt a Vičubí. Klik, klak, Andrade Carit mu svojí čtvrti. Klik, klak, Hela Asfalt a Vičubí. Klik, klak, Andrade Carit mu svojí čtvrti. Klik, klak, Hela Asfalt a Vičubí.
Klasika panel vedle panelu, okšen na pole, vylížní strana úšil. Do okén mi sem smrdí senou, malej komboju styl. Za stylem nový krůz, skytypů nepochybu. Krytý sídliště nad ránem, země divu Ela. Na předí pro přežití život z bloku, bezdečím toku. Každej den do háku, pak večer na baru. Prohraný prachy, pěvnu noční bytky, rupí čekrénu ti káru. Jau, na kačáku tam je blaze. Aha. Spadneš po osmém panáku, najdeš kero na podlaze. Volám šize,
vyčistí bombu,
napálený zase. Spadky na bakačerovský druhý. Pěka pro Monřanský, pěka pro Jižácký, velové...